right, but yeah, yes. The original's classic. Yeah.
Yes, the remake was kind of funny too, a little bit. Yeah. It was good, but yeah. That original, to this day, I wouldn't say Candyman five times.
Right? No. Because I think we already hit four, so we're gonna just we're just not gonna test. No.
In the mirror, at least.
Right. That's right.
Not in the mirror, at least.
Oh no. Yeah. So don't go through that door. Yeah. And say it one more time. I don't know. What's the limit? We're not gonna test it. I'm trying to think of best movie I saw recently. This is not a new movie, but did you ever see the movie about Tetris? I would say biopic, but it's the
biopic
based on true story.
I think my partner, I think she have watched that.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Not a horror movie. They took a lot of creative liberties.
We know it's a Tetris. It's about how Tetris got discovered.
Because
Matt Damon, I think, right?
Oh no, that's Nike. That's the Nike one, right? That movie was so good, though.
Yeah, that one.
Holy
was
shit!
Good, yes.
They are, and it's good that you bring that up because those are actually they have some similar qualities to them, and I like them for similar reasons. But yeah, and the story behind them, just like you just think about, you know. Because I was born in 82. You're a few years younger than me, right? And so,
87.
Yeah, so as we were coming up, these things were, as we were kids, these things were already out in the world. And you just didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't play video games when I was younger, so I really didn't know. Yeah.
No, I didn't play Tetris. I am a video gamer.
Yeah. Right on.
But I never played Tetris. Not that type of game, y'all.
Yeah. Well, the background of it is a trip. It came out of Soviet. It came out of Russia, Soviet Union, and it was the development and that kind of getting out into the world was in the years leading up to. The Berlin Wall fall. And they weren't allowed to have video games. The way that it was coded, this is a lot of spoilers. If you want to watch the movie, you should totally watch it.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Plug your ears It's the way that the creator of it coded it was actually had kind of a pirate radio component to it. He coded all of it just ASCII, just with using parentheses and brackets and in making it so that he used a backdoor way of making a game.
Oh my God.
And he played tennis. It was like Tetris. Yeah, and he and then he would copy discs, floppy discs, and they would distribute them. And it eventually it was really woven into the founding of the Game Boy. And there's some really sketchy, awful motherfuckers that tried to co-opt the whole thing and exploit it, of course. I mean, when something has global impact.
That's what
impact.
America do.
Yes.
Or the world itself.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's by the time something makes it onto the shelves and into our hands, you know that there is some kind of bloodbath behind it or some kind of battle someone fought, you know? It's wild.
It's wild, yeah. And speaking of Tetris, too, it is Black History Month, right?
Yes, it is.
I just want to go ahead and shout out Jerry Larson.
Okay.
That was a video gamer, a developer, and he actually... Everybody, go ahead and look him up. Don't plug your ears now. You look him up on the Googles. He invented the first removable cartridge.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead and look that up. And the pause button, he invented that too.
Okay.
On the controller.
Well,
yeah, go look. Jerry Larson.
Bless Jerry Larson, because often when watching something at home, I want
to... People try to steal from him, too.
I'm sure. Right? Yes. Yeah. But we know his name, and he did it. And thank you... Thank you, Jerry, for the pause button. Because sometimes a woman has a thing to say and has some thoughts, or or my husband has some questions on what we're watching.
My partner will say, pause the game, please. All right.
So the controller, like the video game controller or like remote controller?
The video game.
The video controller.
Yes, the video game. Sorry if I the video game
controller. Oh my
Jerry
god!
Lost it. The video game controller.
Wow.
Like the video game controller already been invented, but it had never had a pause button. It never had a removable cartridge.
I love that. Thank you for sharing this.
Yeah,
and I was gonna... What was I gonna throw on for you? Oh, I was gonna... We were just gonna... You know, I don't know if I'm feeling that now, actually. I was gonna put a little Pink Floyd on. Yeah, I am. Okay.
Yes, sir. Pink Floyd.
Yeah, so... We're just gonna... We got this this campy throwback horror score. You know I like that. That... crazy creepy background sound just to give a little nod to the, you know, I don't know what's around some of the corners these days metaphorically, and so we're just building the subtext into the sound waves here at Hagright Happy Hour Radio Valencia, always getting a little creative and mixing it up. But yeah, I'm gonna throw a little Pink Floyd from the Wall on, and then we got some MC5, we got a little more of the Clash, we got Gang of Four. So just stick around and see what we choose to spin for you all. Cool. All right. Beautiful listeners out there for, you know, just our occasional little technical mishap here. It's so hard to be a short little lady, you know, trying to push all these buttons. Thank you for your patience. Thank you.
old, getting lonely, getting old. Can you feel me? Hey, you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fading smiles. Can you feel me? Hey, you, don't help them to bury the light.